Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pete Incaviglia. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Buechel. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Toby Hara. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Mike Mason. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. Foster moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a pop-up for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles bunts towards the mound. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Incaviglia moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Incaviglia scores. Ward moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Rangers, 1. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Ward scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Rangers. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buechel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to third. Baines moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett scores. 1 out. It's White Sox, 2, Rangers, 2. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buechel fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Guillen bunts in front of the plate. Slott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Incaviglia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Ward reaches second base with a double. Foster throws the ball into Karkoviche, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Brien scores. Incaviglia goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 4-2, Rangers. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buechel is 0 for 1 in the game. Buechel takes first base on ball 4. Slott moves to second. Bill Dolly now pitching. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Baines moves to second. It's 4-3, Rangers. Jeff Russell now pitching. John Cangalosi pinch runs for Harold Baines. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hara scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Cangalosi moves to third. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. John Cangalosi now playing right field. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cangalosi, who is chasing the ball. McDowell reaches third base with a triple. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McDowell scores. One out. It's 5-3, Rangers. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Incaviglia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a line drive into right field. Incaviglia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Slott strikes out. One out. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buechel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buechel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dolly, and towards Giles, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops it up and throws to first, with Dolly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McDowell hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Incaviglia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ruben Sierra now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-3 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-3, Rangers. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buechel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Buechel takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hara hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Hara reaches second base with a double. Slott scores. Buechel moves to third. It's 7-3, Rangers. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. McDowell is walked intentionally. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buechel scores. Hara moves to third. McDowell moves to second. It's 8-3, Rangers. Ray Searage now pitching. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Cangalosi picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cangalosi. Hara scores. McDowell scores. Fletcher moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. It's 10-3, Rangers. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fletcher tags and scores. O'Brien tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-3, Rangers. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Brian Giles. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hassie moves to third. Boston moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.